Brazos English Course, Book 9, Lesson 15.
Dialogue. Listen.
I hope you enjoy this restaurant, Mark. It's one of my favorites, and it's always jammed. There's nothing like a nice healthy lunch to get you through the day.
Well, I don't know, Kathy. This health food is too much for me. I've never worried about my diet, and I certainly feel fit. Don't they have some sort of sandwich?
Sure, the avocado and bean sprout sandwich on whole wheat is excellent. I'm going to have the special.
How can you stand those crunchy little bean sprouts? They've no taste at all. This health food business is just a fad anyway.
Don't knock it, Mark. It's a lot better for you than those greasy hamburgers and cardboard pizzas you eat. Plus, it has no artificial preservatives and it's hormone-free. Think of all the chemicals you're putting into your body.
Oh, don't try to scare me. And the things I eat taste better than this.
I imagine they do to you. You've been corrupted by the food industry. You just don't know any better.
Wait a minute, Kathy. I live alone, and I couldn't get along without those mixes and instant dinners. They're so quick and easy to prepare. I can't be bothered with cooking because my day is too busy.
Well, you should make the time. If you just cook some real food, you'd do your body a favor. You need to eat a balanced meal from time to time. One day when your body starts to fall apart, you'll look back and be sorry.
To me, a meal should be easy, tasty, and enjoyable, and not another daily chore to worry about. I've got enough on my mind without getting paranoid about food.
Well, it's up to you.
Now repeat.
I hope you enjoy this restaurant, Mark. It's one of my favorites. And it's always jammed. There's nothing like a nice healthy lunch to get you through the day.
Well, I don't know, Kathy. This health food is too much for me. I've never worried about my diet. And I certainly feel fit. Don't they have some sort of sandwich?
Sure. The avocado and bean sprout sandwich on whole wheat is excellent. I'm going to have the special.
How can you stand those crunchy little bean sprouts? They have no taste at all. This health food business is just a fad anyway.
Don't knock it, Mark. It's a lot better for you than those greasy hamburgers and cardboard pizzas you eat. Plus, it has no artificial preservatives. And it's hormone-free. Think of all the chemicals you're putting into your body.
Oh, don't try to scare me. The things I eat taste better than this.
I imagine they do to you. You've been corrupted by the food industry. You just don't know any better.
Wait a minute, Kathy. I live alone. And I couldn't get along without those mixes and instant dinners. They're so quick and easy to prepare. I can't be bothered with cooking. Because my day is too busy.
Well, you should make the time. If you just cook some real food, you'd do your body a favor. You need to eat a balanced meal from time to time. One day when your body starts to fall apart, you'll look back and be sorry.
To me, a meal should be easy, tasty, and enjoyable. and not another daily chore to worry about. I've got enough on my mind. Without getting paranoid about food.
Well, it's up to you.
Repeat. I couldn't get along without a computer. I couldn't get along on less money. I couldn't get along living with a paranoid. I couldn't get along with a nagging wife. I couldn't get along without a maid to do the chores. I couldn't get along in a house full of kids. I couldn't get along having to depend on others.
Repeat. This place is full. This place is crowded. This place is jammed. This place is packed. This place is crawling with tourists.
Repeat. It looks as though the restaurant is crowded. It looks as though chopsticks are hard to use. It looks as though we will run up a large bill. It looks as though the car will run out of gas. It looks as though he'll settle for the cheapest thing possible. It looks as though she'll settle for a crunchy salad. It looks as though I'll never get used to the aftertaste of sweeteners.
Repeat. I should do a general cleanup. If not, the house will be filthy. I should paint the windows and shutters. If not, the house will look run down. I should put up the screens. If not, the house will be full of bugs. I should fix the gutters. If not, there will be a leak in the living room. I should redo the roof, or else the house will look run down. I should clean the chimney, or else we won't be able to use the fireplace. I should polish the doorknobs, otherwise they'll get tarnished. I should scrub the front steps, otherwise they'll get slippery. This is the end of lesson 15.